This is Redefining the Counterculture on Witten Radio. Make sure to check out our website at wittenradio.com.
Monster Energy, welcome to Rockville Return to Metropolitan Park, April 29th and 30th, with Def Leppard and Soundgarden. With The Perfect Circle, The Offspring, Mastodon, Chevelle, Papa Roach, Cedar, 3 Days Grace, Alter Bridge, The Pretty Reckless, and more. Welcome to Rockville. 2 days, over 40 bands, on 3 stages. Tickets are on sale now. Head over to WelcomeToRockvilleFestival.com for all tickets and more.
Hey guys, you're listening to another episode of Redefining the Counterculture right here on Witten Radio. Today we've got a special guest for you. We're joined by actress Stephanie Estes. Stephanie, how's it going?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Hey, doing well. I can't complain. It's Friday, so...
And St. Patrick's Day.
Yes, and St. Patrick's Day. It's like, you know, it's a holiday. I mean, it's awesome. Like, looking forward to it. planning to go out and partake of the festivities.
Excellent. I'm kind of feeling like low-key. I might go see Beauty and the Beast with a friend and then go to bed early. I know that doesn't sound too exciting, but I'm really looking forward to just doing that.
Hey, I understand. I understand completely. So this is kind of a weird question and not one that I initially intended to ask, but as an actress, you know, someone being so heavily involved in filmmaking, is it weird now for you to go see a movie? Like if you're out, you know, going to see a movie with a friend or something like that, is it weird to see a movie now that you know kind of like what the movie making process is like?
No, honestly. I think the only time I have that reaction is when it's a film that I've been in and I know, you know, the ins and outs of the production and like, oh, that, you know, that scene was actually, we were shooting, you know, day for night or, you know, something like that. Oh, that scene, I actually, you know, messed up my lines and had to do like 100 takes, you know. But I think with film, because it is such a, I don't know, a transformative medium, like you, in a good film, even if you know the ins and outs of filmmaking, you're not going to pay attention to it. You're going to be caught up in the story and the visuals and the emotions of it, you know.
That's right. So tell me, what got you initially involved in filmmaking? Was it something that you always knew you wanted to do, or did you kind of fall into it?
Well, in terms of acting, I think it was always something that was interesting to me. I grew up, my uncle, my dad's brother, was an opera singer, and, you know, I got the opportunity to see him in a lot of plays and operas. And then my aunt on my mom's side was an actress who was on a soap opera for a number of years. So I sort of grew up with these people that I looked up to doing this thing that seemed really cool. And then as a kid, I guess I mean, I was pretty shy and, getting to perform in plays kind of gave me an opportunity to, I don't know, explore perhaps emotions and characters that I wouldn't necessarily do in my real life. So it was a bit of an escape for me. And then I guess I realized that, you know, not only is it emotionally invigorating to perform, but you also have the opportunity to really touch people with the stories that you're telling and the characters that you're portraying. And you have the opportunity to say something interesting and important to them with your work. So that's when I knew that it was something that I wanted to pursue professionally.
Absolutely. I know that they say acting is like one of the toughest jobs in the world because, you know, there are periods, like long periods where you may not have work, and then when you do have work, there's just so much preparation for your role, no matter how minuscule it might seem.
Yeah.
What is
what is it that keeps you motivated, I guess, you know, during the whole process of filmmaking and, you know, just this whole lifestyle that you, you know,
right.
you know, immerse yourself into?
That's a good question. I don't, you're right. It is very hard. It's a constant roller coaster. I think, you know, as a performer, the highs are so high that, the memory of them can kind of propel you through those lows of unemployment, of hustling to get the next job. And I think, you know, I really enjoy acting. And I think when you really enjoy something, you're willing to, you know, put up with some times where you might not feel at your best, or you might not feel like you're being utilized, because you know that you so enjoy doing what you do when you get to do it.
Right. That's so true. Who would you say has really just kind of helped you the most in terms of kind of helping to define your style of acting, as well as, you know, just, I guess, encouraging you to be all that you can be?
Well, with my style of acting, I feel like I'm constantly learning. Like, that's the great thing about being an actor and an artist, is that, you know, with each new role, there are more challenges and things to explore. So in terms of someone who's really defined who I am as an actress, I mean, I think that's constantly changing as I take on more material and whatnot. But, I mean, I do think... you know, I got my BFA in acting from NYU, and I studied, with the Atlantic Theater Company, and one of their, the things that they would always tell us in class, was that you have to be in the moment as it's happening. And I think that was something that has resonated with me throughout everything that I've done since then. Because as an actor, you know, you can get caught up in what you think the scene is supposed to be, or what you think, you know, the character is supposed to be doing. But what your job is to live authentically in the moment, as the character and with your scene partner. So I think if there was one nugget of wisdom that sort of defines my role as an actor, or my style as an actor, it would be that idea of living truthfully in the moment under the given circumstances of the play or the film or whatever.
Man, that is awesome. Yeah, you spoke about, you know, I guess living the moment. Have you ever had any, I guess, have you ever experienced a tough time preparing for a role, whether it be just the rigors of the role itself in terms of, like, you know, action or physical demand, or just memorizing your lines, or having a tough time staying in character? Has that ever happened to you or affected you in any way?
With the film that's coming out, Bethany, like, the character that I play in that has a lot of heavy emotional baggage. So to have to live in that reality moment to moment every day on set was a bit challenging.
Absolutely.
And it's funny, I ran into Zach Ward, who was in the movie with me, and also wrote it, and we ran into each other at a screening, and he was like, "Oh my gosh, I hardly recognize you. You're not like upset and, you know, hold up in a corner." I would say it's challenging in the best way, you know, to have to play conflicted or difficult characters.
Absolutely. I want to transition a little bit, and I want to talk about your newest film, Bethany. I'm super excited about the film. It releases next month. And earlier this week, we spoke with the director.
Oh, did you? Great.
yeah, James Cullen Bresnik, and he, you know, this is something very near and dear to his heart. Tell me about you. How did you first become involved with the project, and what was it that kind of, I guess, piqued your interest or what your appetite, you know, regarding the film?
Sure. Well, in terms of my involvement, it was I sent in an audition tape. I was out of town for the initial auditions, and I guess James really liked what he saw in the tape, so I came in for a call back and read a couple of scenes with him, and then he cast me, which was lovely. And in terms of what I liked about the project was, well, A, that the main character is a female, and that she's complicated, and that she takes control of her destiny towards the end. And with the horror genre, the films that I respond to the most are usually those horror films that are also a bit psychological. And with this one, you've seen it. It weaves in and out of her mental, the main character Claire's mental state, and it sort of blends that with the supernatural in a really interesting way. So that's what appealed to me initially about the project.
Absolutely. What was it like, I guess, filming this for you? I know that horror is a genre that you're not a newbie to, so to speak.
Right.
But was there anything, I guess, preparing for the film or the filming itself, was there anything that was just particularly arduous or anything that kind of helped or, I guess, made it, you know, that much harder to film?
Well, I mean, I've done a number of horror films in the past, but I've never been the protagonist in one. So I think I was a bit nervous to have to kind of carry the story. And because of that, yeah, I did work a lot with James initially on character development and, yeah, just really making myself feel that I had done everything that I could do prior to the beginning of shooting, so I could walk on set and as we said before, just be in the moment, you know.
Absolutely. What about horror, I guess, attracts you as an actor? Because I know that you've done several horror genre films, but you've done other stuff as well.
Mm.
There's something that draws you to that particular genre?
Well, I mean, I really like horror films. I think they're great because they elicit really visceral reactions from the audience. So it's fun when you're shooting something to know that, like, oh, people are going to be freaked out by this when they see it. That's very fun to do as an actor. And I think, you know, usually the tensions are really high and the stakes are really high in horror films, which is also fun to, you know, conditions to act under. And then, you know, you get to play around with fake blood and prosthetics and trippy lighting. so that's always fun.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Out of, I guess, you know, all of the genres, horror, comedy, drama, action. Would you say that horror is, I guess, your favorite out of the genres?
I don't know. It's hard for me to choose one genre that I love the most. I think what draws me to a film is a compelling story and compelling characters. And I think those can exist in any genre, you know, like, you can have, that in comedy, you can have that in horror. But yeah, I respond to things that elicit some sort of real emotional response in me. So yeah, a fan of all genres, as long as the stories that they're telling are compelling and the characters that are in them are ones that I'm able to relate to, or not necessarily relate to, but, you know, be empathetic towards.
Absolutely, absolutely. I wanted to ask you, you know, as an actress, I know that you walk this fine line of, you know, needing to earn a living, but then also wanting to do what you love. I guess before you're approached about a project, are there like any key indicators or anything in specific that you look for, like in determining whether or not you want to pursue a role?
Yeah, it's so funny that you brought that up. I was just talking to someone about that the other day, the thirst to continue working, but also, you know, you don't want to work on something that is not going to be something you enjoy. So yeah, I guess it comes down to, like if I respond to the script, and if I think the character is compelling, and then like, I guess like what the filmmakers are like, you know, I mean, unfortunately, like you don't always have the opportunity to meet, the filmmakers that you're going to audition for, but I think that honestly gives you a good sense of perhaps what your experience will be like on set. You know, if they're passionate, if they seem to know what they're doing, if, you know, they have, you know, a collaborative spirit, which is something that I look for, I guess, more so now in the projects that I choose. Like someone, I prefer to work with people that I feel like I'm collaborating with, because I think, you know, film is a hugely collaborative medium. You know, everyone needs to be working together in order for it to work.
Absolutely. Now, I know I'm not like an expert on this or anything, but I know that, you know, in acting, you know, there are similarities between television and film. There are similarities between, you know, film and theater, or, you know, vice versa. But they all kind of like are different in their own retrospect. Out of the three mediums, do you have a favorite? I know that you're most notable for film. Do you enjoy theater as well?
Oh, I love theater. I love theater because, you know, you get to feel the effect that you're having on the audience as you're doing it, whether they're laughing or if you can feel the tension of the scene resonating with them. Yeah, I love theater. Unfortunately, like, in LA especially, like, theater doesn't really pay the bills. But in a perfect world, I mean, I would hop between the two. That would be the dream. That would be the ultimate dream.
Absolutely. Do you remember your very first film, the very first film that you booked? What were your emotions like on that, once you learned that you were casted?
I was thrilled, terrified. Gosh, yeah, I'm trying to think back to it. Yeah, I think it was right out of college. So yeah, I remember just being so excited and also being like, oh my God, I don't know what I'm doing. but it all worked out.
That's awesome. I wanted to ask you, what things do you have on the horizon? I know that Bethany will be available on VOD as well as select screenings at theaters nationwide starting next month.
Right.
Do you have any other projects that you have in the works that we could be on the lookout for?
Sure. There's a sci-fi sort of thriller that will probably come out later later this year called Identity. And I haven't seen it yet, but I know it's going to be really visually interesting. It has sort of a Hitchcockian feel to it, which is cool. And then there's another India period piece that I did last year called Nothing Like the Sun. It takes place in the 50s, and it has some really strong, compelling female characters in it. And that should be coming out later this year, I think. So yeah, those are the two that I have on the horizon.
Very nice. Very nice. Stephanie, what is the biggest takeaway that you want people to get from your work? I know that, you're an up and coming, accomplished actress, and, it seems like you put your heart and your soul into every single role that you have. But what is the biggest takeaway that you want people to get from your work when they look at it, 10, 15, 20 years from now?
Well, I guess I hope that, with each different character, they're experiencing the truth of that character, whether, she's like in Bethany, a woman struggling with depression and suicide and the horrors of the paranormal. I guess people wouldn't necessarily relate to that, but taking away something from the character that resonates in them, from all the characters that I play, I think would be my main hope with the work that I do, because you want it to have you hope that the things that you pour your heart and soul into are going to touch the hearts of others. Like that's what you want, and that's when acting in film and theater is most effective, is when it elicits something in the audience.
Absolutely. I agree 100%. 100%. I wanted to ask, where can our listening audience find out more about you and keep abreast of your current and upcoming projects?
I have a website. It's www.stephanieestes.com. And then I'm on Facebook at official Stephanie Estes, and on Instagram at, I think it's at Stephanie Estes. So
gotcha.
I'm not on Twitter yet. I know. Sorry.
That's okay. Well, Stephanie, I want to thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to do this interview with me. It was amazing.
Thank you so much for having me. I so appreciate it.
You're welcome. You're welcome. No problem at all. I'm all out of questions, but I wanted to open the floor to you if there's anything you'd like to say to our listening audience.
Go see Bethany in theaters April 7th and on VOD. and, yeah, enjoy life. I don't know.
Awesome. Hey, that's all you need. Bethany and life.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Stephanie.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Guys, that was actress Stephanie Estes. If you're listening to this on SoundCloud, go ahead and hit the subscribe button. We're also on your iOS device. If you've got an Apple product, you can listen to us by downloading the Stitcher Smart Radio app. It's available for free in the iTunes Store. Download the app, search for our show name, Redefining the Counterculture. You'll hear this interview with Stephanie. We're also available for Android users. If you've got an Android, feel free to go to the Google Play Store, search Google Play Music, search for our show name, Redefining the Counterculture. You'll hear this interview with Stephanie. Lastly, if you've got a Roku player, you can listen to us right in the comfort of your own home. We have over 200-plus hours of original content, programming, and interviews, all free of charge. Just go to the Roku Channel Store from your Roku Smart Television or Roku device and search for our show name, Redefining the Counterculture. Download the app. Once you download the app, you can begin enjoying all of that, all free of charge.
Monster Energy, welcome to Rockville Returns to Metropolitan Park, April 29th and 30th, celebrating rock's greatest hits all weekend long with Def Leppard, Soundgarden, A Perfect Circle, The Offspring, and more. 2 days, over 40 bands on 3 stages. Tickets on sale now. Go to WelcomeToRockvilleFestival.com for tickets, info, and more. Welcome to Rockville, fueled by Monster Energy Drink.